Good morning. You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library on WMNB LP 107.1 in North Adams. You're you, and I'm DJ Frederick.
Sentimental lady, gentle one. That's why I've traveled far, 'cause I come so together where you are. Yes, and all of the things that I said that I wanted come rushing by in my head when I'm with you. 14 joys and a will to be merry. All of the things that they say are
a tune familiar to some of us, Fleetwood Mac with Sentimental Lady. Before that, Steve Allen. Yep, that's Steve Allen. With Cool, Quiet Bossa Nova. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. We're listening to, or you're listening to, the Shortwave Music Library. I'm the curator, or the librarian. And it's a wonderful morning for listening to music here on WMNBLP, 107.1 in North Adams, Mass.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Fish display an amazing array of colors. Some are blacker than charcoal, others have rainbow-colored stripes, and still others have a mottled appearance to help them blend into the background. And the variety extends to fish eyes. They can feature colorful specks, dark stripes, and irises from red to green. Some even shine in the dark. The eyes of most fish are pretty dull, a black pupil surrounded by a white iris. But there are times when a different color scheme can be helpful. It might confuse predators, for example. They wouldn't know which direction a potential prey was heading, so the prey might have an extra instant to escape. Or the color might help a fish blend into the bottom, making it easier to catch a meal. Some fish have stripes along the head or body that continue across the eye. That includes some blennies. A red stripe from head to tail extends through both the iris and the pupil. Other fish have spots of color in their eyes. The striped mullet, for example, has a bright yellow splotch in its iris, while specks of blue-green decorate the pupils of the balloon fish. And still other fish have colorful irises. They're usually in shades of yellow, orange, or red. The eyes of the striped burrfish, though, are bright green. So are the eyes of the green eye. Its eyes look green even when the little fish is thousands of feet deep. That's because the eyes produce their own light, helping the green eye keep a sharp eye on the ocean depths. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You are listening to Songs in the Key of Shortwave. It's the Shortwave Music Library.
When I walk beside her, I am a better man. When I look to leave her, stagger back again. Once I built an ivory tower so I could worship from above. And when I climbed down to be set free, she took me in again. There's a big hard sun beating on the big people in the big hard. When she comes to greet me, she is mercy at my feet. When I stay to pillage her, she just throws it back at me.
Once I dug an early grave to find a better land. She just smiled and laughed at me and took her blues back again.
There's a bee, a big hard sun, beating on the big people.
She is comfort by my side. When I try to understand, she just opens up her eyes. To lose her when I saw what I had done. Burned down and flew away the hours of her garden and her son. So I tried to warn her and turned to see her weep. 40 days and 40 nights and it's still coming down on me.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing, Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dream, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
Bob Lind, the beautifully classic tune there, Elusive Butterfly. Before that, Indigo with Hard Sun. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library on WMNBLP 107.1. If there are any tunes that you'd like to hear on the Music Library, just drop me an email. It's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. And if you know the origin of Free Radio Skybird, my email address, like what soundtrack that comes from, say hello and include that in your email too. I'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
French with Celestial Soda Pop, performed by Jose Manuel Guerra. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shortwave Music Library. As always, thank you for listening. Enjoy your morning and have a wonderful day. And I'm wishing you many blessings. I'll be back next week here on WMNB. So please tune in and chill out.